So, you've got the leading expert in the world saying it has to get stopped. The cult are in a total panic. So, the blood clotting, the significant increase in harm, and these are just the start of the experimental biological weapons program, killing as it goes, but not the plan. The plan was it wasn't going to kill you straight away, but obviously that's what we're starting to see. So I've seen that, and this is one of the greatest experts in this field who's been vilified. Unfortunately, the cult are in a panic because it's fallen down around their ears all over the place. Significant numbers of people getting these significant sicknesses. Hundreds of Israelis get infected with COVID-19 after receiving Pfizer biotech vaccine reports. These are scientific reports that are showing people who are getting the vaccination who are coming down with this sickness. We've got reports from a number of states in the USA where people who've had the double vaccines are either dying or getting COVID-19. This was the COVID-19 numbers of deaths in nursing homes in Ireland. You can see the kill-off started after the vaccination programme. They can't bury the bodies. That's the problem that they've got. They just can't bury the bodies. This is the WITS, World Integrated Trade Solutions, all right? Customs critical tackling COVID-19. This was in 2017. Look, these were shipping medical test kits. It says there, medical test kits, imports by country in 2017. It's critical to tackling COVID-19, all right? This was in 2017. So this shows a conspiracy to force vaccinate the world with this killer vaccine. This certificate of vaccine ID 19, its real name, and not a vaccination at all. But like I said, I always like to, keep the best to last. So obviously what we're going to look at in the round is this document here. Just bears a second. This has just come out. All right. Now let's just get you down a little bit so people can see everything what I'm talking about. You must share this with everybody. Right. This is the latest. Day 31st of March 21 of that modelling and that bullshit data. Right. But I'm going to go down to, let's get down to page 10. Just to show people something, right? And people need to read this. The resurgence in both hospitalizations and deaths is dominated by those that have received two doses. Read it. Two doses of the vaccine comprising around 60 or 70%. So what they're saying here is the vaccine doesn't work. If those with two doses of the vaccine are going to be the larger number in this third wave, hospitalizations and deaths, look, deaths is dominated by those that have received two doses. I can't sort of, pressurize this or, identify this crime any better than this. This is a government document, the latest, to tell you that the people who get the vaccination are going to comprise the largest number of hospitalizations and deaths in this third wave that Johnson already knows, because it's the vaccinations, these bioweapons, that are causing this. All right? It's discussed further in paragraphs 55 and 56. Let's just nip down to 55 and 56. This shows that most deaths and admissions in the post-roadmap resurgence are in people who have received two vaccine doses. Right? Even without vaccine protection waning or variant emerging that escapes the vaccines. That telling you, so what was the point of the vaccines? Well, we know what the point of them was, because it leaves you open to this third wave. They knew it, we knew it, because it was a biological weapon, a scam to do and commit the genocide. Very important, you share this with everybody. Anybody who's been vaccinated, hoodwinked into this crime and are sick and ill, contact the police. This is a crime. We've got the evidence. We've got the prima facie evidence. This is a crime that's been perpetrated on you. If you're still alive, contact the police. This is an experiment in breach of the Nuremberg Code. The notice doesn't finish until 2023. You've been hoodwinked. You've been deceived. And again, involved in a medical experiment that is going to either significantly harm you, or when this third wave comes, if we're doing stop, and the third wave is the 5G network, by the way, we don't stop that 5G, we don't stop these vaccinations being given to our children, and that's next. They're going to be the significant increase in deaths and admissions in the fourth wave, the third and fourth wave. All right? So, very important. Your life depends on it. Those of your family and friends depends on it. You get this message out and you be the resistance and be party to it. Stop this crime.